Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Taoiseach has told troops in Lebanon that the government is determined that all the facts and circumstances around the attack, which led to the death of Private Sean Rooney, are fully established. Investigations, meanwhile, are continuing into the death of a Donegal man at Castlereagh Prison. The clinical lead of the NIDOC service in Donegal has confirmed that the relocation of the base in Letterkenny is not linked to discussions about CareDoc taking over the service. And the principal of Finn Valley College says students' mental well-being needs to be taken into serious consideration when formulating a better senior cycle system. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin at about 5:15, followed by Farming News and Views with Chris Ashmore. First news, the Taoiseach has paid tribute to the families of Irish troops serving overseas. Defence Minister Micheál Martin addressed troops in Camp Shamrock as part of his trip to the Lebanon. He told them the government is determined all the facts around the attack which led to the death of Private Sean Rooney are fully established. Minister Martin says the death of Sean Rooney would have brought home to everyone the true nature of the risks troops face every day.
I would like to talk about a group of people who are not here today. Your families. Time spent away from families and from our families and loved ones is always difficult. I know that many of you have been away on peacekeeping operations before, and your families become familiar with that absence. But I also know that it doesn't necessarily become any easier. The death of Sean Rooney will have brought home to each of your children, partners, parents, siblings and friends, as well as the thousands of other military families, the true nature of the risks that you encounter every day. Without their support, you couldn't do what you do. Without their support, you couldn't serve the cause of peace. Without their support, our country couldn't perform the role it has in the world. Without your family's support, the world would be a poorer and more dangerous place.
Investigations are continuing into the death of a Donegal man at Castlereagh Prison. The man in his 20s was found dead today. The Irish Prison Service says next of kin has been notified. Gardaí are investigating all the circumstances surrounding the death. A post-mortem examination is due to take place and the results of which will determine the course of the investigation. The clinical lead of the NIDOC service in Donegal has confirmed that the relocation of the base in Letterkenny is not linked to ongoing discussions about CareDoc taking over the service. Dr. Martin Coyne believes the move from the Old Town site to the hub on Kilmacrenan Road will improve services and facilities for both doctors and patients. On the prospect of CareDoc taking over out of Irish GP services, he stressed that GPs want an improved service and that any reduction in hours or facilities would not be acceptable. Dr. Coyne told the 9 till noon show that there are currently no plans to close any of the 4 NIDOC hubs in other parts of the county.
This would be a purpose-built renovation of the hub for us. We feel it would be, first of all, a better location for patients. Parking will be easier. Closer to the hospital for the small number of patients that we pass on to the hospital. And so we think it'll be an improvement and therefore an improvement for our patients. So I think that's a completely different aspect to what's going on, the ongoing review. Mm. What the review is about is trying to improve the service. Deficiencies have been highlighted over the past while. Clinical governance really starts with the first phone call to a call handler and passes through the call handler to the nurse, and then decisions are made on what treatment is most appropriate for the patient and then on to the doctor. Where there is a gap in that clinical governance is that there are two management structures, CareDoc managing the doctors and NIDOC managing the nurse triage and the call handlers. We found difficulties bridging that gap, especially when it came to adverse incidents. We're addressing this from a safety point of view.
Do you envisage that the hubs will remain as they are now if the service is changed?
I would stress that what we're looking at is improving the service. So closing hubs down would not be my view of improving a service. The GPs are very, very keen that the practice remains the same. We can't have a situation where we're closing our premises at 6 o'clock in an evening and finding that the service that is being offered is not as it is at the moment. That will just backfire on us. So if anything, we want to see an improved service, we want to see a more efficient service, we want to see less delays for patients, and we don't want to see anything being downgraded, we want to see a better service.
A toddler has died in a tragic accident in Skibbereen in County Cork. Gardaí were called to a home in the town shortly after 9 o'clock last night. A post-mortem examination on the young boy's remains will be held at Cork University Hospital. The case is being treated as an accident and foul play is not suspected. The government has been accused of planning to fail when it comes to housing targets. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty says the consequences are desperate for people. It's after figures prepared by the Housing Commission suggest Ireland could need as many as 62,000 new homes a year. The state's current target to 2030 is 33,000 new homes per annum. Deputy Doherty says the Housing for All targets are not nearly enough.
Well, listen, your government set up this commission. You should have actually looked at housing need before you come out with your flawed plan. And what Sinn Féin have been saying to you, what academics have been saying to you, what researchers have been saying to you, is that the numbers aren't adequate, has now been proven. The Housing Commissioner is saying you are way off target of what is needed. It needs to be between 42,000 and 62,000 every single year. Minister, the problem here is, and this is so serious for people out here, is your government is planning to fail. Planning to fail, and the consequences are desperate for people. Half of young people are planning to emigrate. Others are locked into spiralling rents that they cannot afford in the middle of a cost of housing crisis. We have thousands upon thousands of people who are living in emergency accommodation who is becoming a permanent feature of your government. Do you now accept that the targets that you have set in Housing for All are fatally flawed on the basis of the research by the Housing Commission and that they need to be immediately revised upwards and delivered upon?
A Donegal school principal says students' mental well-being needs to be taken into serious consideration when formulating a better senior cycle system. It's one of the points which has been raised at a national conference of ETB schools taking place in Sligo. It comes with many students across the country having started to sit their mock exams in recent days. Finn Valley College principal Alan Thompson says the new curriculum, which will be rolled out from 2024, needs to lessen students' anxiety.
And I think every school sees it on the ground that there's a huge wave of anxiety now among young people. Probably many, many different factors contributing to that. But certainly the Leaving Certificate is also going to contribute to that. Part of that change has to be addressing that anxiety, removing some of that anxiety and stress for those students and leaving them better equipped to deal with the progression on to the next level of their lives.
The Marine Minister has been told to listen to what the fishing community is telling him. Speaking on a motion on inshore fishing, Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin says Minister Charney McConnoch has a responsibility to act on behalf of fishermen. The Sinn Féin Marine spokesperson says fishermen right across Donegal are staring out at a resource that they are being denied access to.
I continue to talk as the Sinn Féin spokesperson to fishermen every day of my life, and I've appealed to you again and again to listen to our fishing communities, Minister. You are, like myself, from the Inishowen Peninsula. You are surrounded by piers and harbours. You're in a perfect position to be briefed and advised by them. So from the Inishowen Peninsula, rounds the west of Donegal, down to Killybegs, and right round our coast, it's your responsibility to act on what they are telling us. And what they are telling us is that they are staring out at this huge resource, you know, which is 200 miles in front of them of the Irish Exclusive Economic Zone. This is a huge resource, a potential creator of wealth and jobs for those fishing coastal communities. But due to the failures of our government over the years in the Common Fisheries Policy, we have not seen the proper return of our own natural resource right in front of us. And you know that. You know that from the community you're from in the Inishowen Peninsula. And that has been a profound failure. Please listen to them. Please listen to them. Maybe you are starting to listen to them because there's some positive stuff happening here. As long as you do positive stuff and you fight for fishermen, you'll have my support, you'll have support of the deputies here. But if we continue to see a department that is against the marine, that fails people in the way that it has, then, you know, we will stand up here and we will challenge them and we will repeat the language we hear in our communities.
The Brexit protocol has been described as one of the least well-done negotiations in modern history by one of the architects of the peace process. Former British Prime Minister John Major's addressing an Oireachtas committee on the implementation of the Good Friday Agreement. He says it's in Britain's and Ireland's interest to have a more in-depth relationship. The former Conservative Party leader says it will be helpful to have a functioning executive in Northern Ireland.
Very important that every effort is made to solve the problem of the protocol, perhaps one of the least well-done negotiations in modern history, and ensure that the protocol problem ceases to be an inhibitor to the executive meeting.
Permission has been granted for a pet crematorium in Donegal. Donegal County Council has approved plans for the construction of a steel frame shed to accommodate a pet incinerator within an existing farm enclosure at Clohanmore, Clohan. The green light has been given to Kieran Marley to proceed with the development and associated works. Sinn Féin is seeking an urgent cross-border meeting to discuss what could be significant delays in the delivery of the Riverine Park project linking Strabane and Lifford. West Tyrone MP Orla Begley says the project will be transformative for the two towns, with EU peace funding of €8.96 million and further funding of €2.8 million secured. She wants the two councils to meet with a party delegation in the coming days after Donegal County Council confirmed last month that there is a delay in obtaining foreshore licences. Orla Begley says these issues must be resolved.
Last night, elected representatives received a letter from the Riverine Community Forum, which outlined their concerns that it's been 2 years now since the funding was ring-fenced for Riverine, but there's been a lack of progress to date. This project has the potential to transform the Strabane and Lifford area. There's a huge sum of money here invested into the project, and we want to now see the delivery of it. So those delays to the project are quite concerning and alarming for ourselves and Sinn Féin representatives from Donegal and Tyrone, in particular the Strabane area, are coming together to ensure that all is done to deliver this cross-border project in its entirety. And we will be meeting with Donegal County Council and Strabane and Derry Council in the coming days. We'll be exploring all avenues with both councils to ensure that we can do whatever we can in terms of putting political pressure in relation to the delivery of this project. I know there has been delays to date. I've been working very closely with my counterpart, Piers Docherty, from Donegal, to try and ensure the delivery of this project.
Will your attention also have to turn towards Dublin and Stormont to get the relative ministries and departments involved in this if there isn't enough forthcoming from the councils to get this resolved?
The first stage process, we will be working with the councils to ensure the progress of the project, and should it be necessary, we will be contacting whether it be the relevant ministers in the south or indeed the Secretary of State to ensure that this project is delivered, because we know the significance of it and we cannot afford for this money not to be invested in the Strabane and Lifford area. So we'll be doing all we can, and should it be higher up the political chain that we have to go, we will certainly be doing that without a doubt.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Beat your personal best with new trainers from Asics, Brooks and New Balance, or gear up for the gym with activewear from Under Armour and Adidas.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with Gaelic Games, and Kilmacud Crokes reportedly have no interest in replaying the All-Ireland Club Football Final. Glenn have lodged an objection as Crokes had 16 active players on the pitch for the Ulster Champions final attack of the game. According to the Irish Examiner, Crokes are expected to lodge their counter-objection to the CCCC tomorrow. Elsewhere, Galway football manager Pádraig Joyce has been dealt a blow ahead of the start of the new season. All-star defender Liam Silk is staying in New Zealand for the duration of 2023 inter-county campaign. Joyce is already without Kieran Molloy, who is recovering from an ACL injury. Galway begin their Division 1 campaign against Mayo at McHale Park on Saturday evening. In soccer, locally, Coghill Celtic will once again be on the road in the FAI Intermediate Cup. The Ulster Senior League champions have been drawn away to Home Farm or Drumcondra in the quarter-finals of the competition, with the winners also on the road in the semi-final. Coghill's quarter-final tie in Dublin will be played on the weekend of the 19th of February, with the victor set to meet either Ringmahon or Willow. The Inishowen team reached the last eight with a 3-2 extra-time victory over Avondale United in Cork at the weekend. Cross channel, several Republic of Ireland players are on the move today. Republic of Ireland striker Michael Obafemi, he's set to complete a move to Burnley. His club Swansea have agreed a loan deal with the Championship leaders with an obligation to make the move permanent in the summer. And former Ireland goalkeeper Darren Randolph has joined Bournemouth on an 18-month deal from West Ham. And Shawnee Maguire has swapped Preston for Coventry. And Coventry have also signed Republic of Ireland under 19 defender Luke McNally from Burnley. In League of Ireland news, St Pat's, they have signed Dutch defender Noah Lewis. The 22-year-old is a product of Feyenoord's academy and was most recently with Willem Twee's under-21s. In golf, darkness brought a premature end to the first day's play at the Dubai Desert Classic, with Shane Lowry among those still to start the first rounds. Rory McIlroy's best of the Irish, he's 2 under par with 3 holes still to play. He's 3 shots off the lead, which is held by Belgian Thomas Peters. Tom McKibben shot a 2 over par round of 74, while Padraig Harrington's having a disappointing day, he's an 8 over with 5 to play. In the PGA Tour, the Farmers Insurance Open's taking place in San Diego in California. There's joint leaders after shooting 6 rounds of 64. Sam Ryder, Aaron Rai and Brent Grant, they're all an 8 under par. John Rahm, he's 1 over par after the first round. He needs a victory this week to take over Rory McIlroy as world number one. In rugby, Leinster and Ulster's Heineken Champions Cup last 16 tie will be played at the Aviva Stadium on Saturday the 1st of April. The EPCR has confirmed the kick-off details for the 8 knockout matches. That game will start at 5:30. Munster's away game to the Sharks in Durban is on the same day and kicks off at 12:30 Irish time. Connacht's Challenge Cup last 16 tie away to Benetton has been confirmed for 3 o'clock Irish time, also on the Saturday. Meanwhile, despite international absentees, Ulster are able to make minimal changes for tomorrow's URC meeting with the DHL Stormers. Ben Moxham and Stuart Moore, they come in for Jacob Stockdale and Stuart McCluskey. The only alteration in the pack sees loose head Eric O'Sullivan replace Andy Warwick. In tennis, 6th seed Aryna Sabalenka will play Wimbledon champion Elena Rybakina in the Australian Open Women's Final. Rybakina ended Victoria Azarenka's hopes of a 3rd title in Melbourne with a straight sets victory, while Sabalenka beat the unseeded Pole Magda Linette 7-6, 6-2 to reach her first ever Grand Slam singles final. Fine if this evening on the score, it gets back in action this week ahead of Donegal's opening clash in the National Football League with Kerry. Oisin Kelly will be speaking with former Donegal star forward Brendan Devaney and Radio Kerry commentator Tim Moynihan. There's also Donegal manager Paddy Carr, Donegal ladies manager Maxie Curran and Donegal hurling manager Mickey McCann. That's on the return of the score this evening, which gets underway after the 7 o'clock news. That's your sports. Back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. For weather now, cold and dry tonight with frost developing. Some patches of mist or fog also, with lowest temperatures of -1 to +2 degrees. The closing headlines, Taoiseach has told Irish troops in Lebanon that the government is determined all the facts around the attack which led to the death of Private Sean Rooney are fully established. Minister Micheál Martin says the death of Sean Rooney would have brought home to everyone the true nature of the risks troops face every day. Investigations are continuing into the death of a Donegal man at Castlereagh Prison. The man in his 20s was found dead today. The government has been accused of planning to fail when it comes to housing targets. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty says the consequences of which are desperate for people. And a Donegal school principal says students' mental well-being needs to be taken into serious consideration when formulating a better senior cycle system. It was one of the points which had been raised at a national conference of ETB schools, which was taking place in Sligo today. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. Coming up next is Farming News and Views with Chris Ashmore, and we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Hello, good evening and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Coming up, news of a farming futures event here in Donegal. But first this evening,
Farm Relief Services is hoping to secure an additional 20 farm workers in Donegal and Monaghan this spring to join their workforce in supporting the farming community throughout these counties. Well, they're offering interested workers a potential package of over €6,000 for those who provide farm support for the next 3 months. To tell me more, I've been speaking with Christopher Moffat, Farm Services Manager with the Farm Relief Services here in Donegal.
Thanks, Chris. We're looking for workers to join our team. We're looking for around 20 workers in Donegal and Monaghan area. We're looking for them basically to join our team to work out on dairy farms this spring. We're particularly interested and keen to hear from people that have previous farming experience, which would include milking. Most of the tasks that we would be expecting operators to undertake would depend on their skill sets originally and would include milking, the operation of farming machinery, tractors, loaders, quads and other machinery, and also calving duties in the busy spring ahead. There would be general farm work such as feeding and bedding and also herding and a small bit of grassland management when the weather picks up later in the spring.
Is it likely that it's going to be difficult for people to get that farm labour that they need on their farms?
Yes, it's always a challenge. Every year there's a strong demand for additional farm labour throughout the spring season. I would say at least every 2 out of 3 farmers found it difficult to source the sufficient labour.
There's been recruitment campaigns like this before, and you know, if it wasn't for the likes of the Farm Relief Services, the situation would be even more acute.
Yes, we have a large range of staff at the minute there, but we were always looking to provide extra opportunities, and there's always extra opportunities popping up. There's a strong opportunity available now in Donegal and Monaghan for the spring, so we're hoping to be able to add additional support ahead of this busy spring season.
In addition to what you've mentioned there, the whole area of fencing, there's a bit of a shortage of personnel for that as well.
Yes, recently we've noticed a wee shortage in that end of things, and there would be positions available for a fencing foreman and also fencing workers available to join our team of fencers that we have out. Those people could apply as well if they're coming from a more construction or even joinery background. Like all our careers we have, there's always training given.
Ultimately, it's a win-win situation. If somebody is interested, what should they do? Who do they contact?
They can contact ourselves in the office in Rafo there. They can call in. There's an easy application form can be filled out in-house. We're available online at www.farm-relief.com, and also we have a fairly active Facebook page of which there'll be jobs posted quite regularly, and people can ask for application forms, or they might see something that they prefer and they can apply within on the Facebook page. If there's any issues, you can ring the office and we can get a contact for either myself or someone that's dealing with it. It's 074-914-5386.
And that was Christopher Moffat, Farm Services Manager with the Farm Relief Services here in Donegal. And that number again, 074-914-5386. On Tuesday week, February the 7th, the Mount Errigal Hotel in Letterkenny will be the venue for the Our Farming Futures event. This information evening will highlight essential schemes for farmers and advice on foraging, and significantly, the 2022 Donegal Silage Competition results will be announced and presentations made. Well, to find out a little bit more, I've been joined by Jonathan Smith, Farm Commercial Specialist with Nutrius Animal Feeds. Jonathan, much to look forward to about this event.
Yeah, plenty to look forward to. As you mentioned there, it's our Farm and Future event. And really what's happening is named in the title of it. The biggest thing we find in farms at the minute is farmers are very concerned about what the future holds with all the new regulations coming down the line, particularly around the nitrates regulations and new cap reform for all farmers, not just dairy farmers, beef and sheep farmers as well. On the night, we're also going to present the awards for our Donegal Silage Competition, which is our fourth year. There's 5 categories in that: dairy, beef, sheep, round bale, and a category for new entrants to dairy farming as well.
Always big interest in the competition. There's first and second prizes to the winners from each category, and they'll be offered as homeland vouchers. No doubt the competition was pretty tough.
The competition is pretty tough, albeit it wasn't so good a year for making silage because the start of the year was very wet and cold. The grass just didn't grow the same. But we have over 400 entries for the competition from all over the county, and some very good entries from all the categories.
And no doubt many people have tried it before and hoping to go maybe one step better this time. So aside from that, there's going to be a number of guest speakers there on the evening.
Yeah, guest speakers in the evening include some representatives from Chagas. They're going to hopefully explain more about the new nitrogen regulations and a bit about cap reform. Just, there's so much new regulations happening at the minute, it's a minefield. And from Arevo's point of view, we want our suppliers and farmers to have a successful future, and we're going to try and get as much information out about the changes that's happening in the industry. Also speaking on the night is a guy called Liam Wolfe, who owns Grassland Fertiliser. We sell a lot of fertiliser for that company, but we also have piloted a scheme over the last 3 years whereby farmers could avail of free soil testing. And the idea of that was that they could much reduce or better use the type of fertiliser that they were buying to grow better quality grass and therefore grow it more sustainably.
So I suppose important to point out, Homeland, Nutrius Animal Feeds, Arevo, Chagas, they're all having an input into this.
It's a joint meeting between Arevo Cooperative and Chagas, and Homeland and Nutrius Animal Feeds are part of Arevo Cooperative. I should point out too, there'll be a number of stands there on the evening from different suppliers to the company, and there'll also be stands there giving information to farmers. We want to give as much information as possible, and it won't just be an event where farmers are getting talked to or that. They'll be able to go and find information from the Organic Society or from any of the suppliers. Perhaps you're somebody that's thinking about getting into milk as well, there'll be representatives there from our milk procurement part of the business. So an evening not to be missed, an evening where farmers can get as much information about the future of their industry as possible.
And Arevo continuing to go from strength to strength, an ever-expanding range of products, and of course Donegal farmers are certainly playing their part.
They are indeed. Dairy in particular has been very good in the county for the last number of years, and Arevo's business has done very well up here. We've been selling and feeding the county now for about 6 years. Everything seems to be going good this last while.
And likewise, the network of Homeland stores, considerable investment in them. And important to point out, you know, it's not just the farming community that is among what's a growing customer base.
Our customer base has been growing in Donegal. We recently changed our store in Letterkenny and opened a new store beside Mr. Price, and that's gone from strength to strength. And we revamped our store in Creasley just recently, and I'm sure there'll be investment in the future as well.
Yeah, and certainly when it comes to customer service, you can see on things like Trustpilot, it's quite evident that there is a focus on building up a real rapport with the customers.
Yeah, customer service has been our focus after the last number of years, and it's great to see that that's been reviewed online, or people's given their feedback that we're performing well in it.
Finally, just to give the details again, the Mount Errigal Hotel in Letterkenny on Tuesday the 7th of February, and what time does it start?
It starts at 8 p.m, Chris, and everybody's welcome regardless of what farming background you come from. Hopefully afterwards there'll be some tea and refreshments as well.
And that was Jonathan Smith, Farm Commercial Specialist with Nutrius Animal Feeds. A major Women in Agriculture conference is set to take place next Wednesday, the 1st of February in Portlaoise. The chairperson for the National Dialogue on Women in Agriculture will be former Minister for Agriculture, Donegal-based Mary Coughlan. And according to the current Agriculture Minister, Charlie McConnellogue, the aim is that the outcome of the dialogue will feed into future national policy. Finally, let's conclude this evening on a very positive note, the Arevo Northwest Macrae King and Queen ceremony took place last weekend in Sligo, and congratulations goes to Francis Barron from Donegal Macrae, who became the Northwest King, while Karen Rowe from Sligo was crowned as the new Queen. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. As always, many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.
The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, January the 26th. The death has taken place in Manchester of Hugo Quirk, formerly of Uris and Dunray, and more recently Bury, Manchester. Funeral to be held in Manchester on a date to be confirmed. The death has occurred of Kevin Fallon, Manor Cunningham, and formerly of Geeva, County Sligo, reposing at Shivnan's funeral home, Ballyfarnan, County Roscommon, tomorrow evening from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock. Removal to St Joseph's Church, Geeva, on Saturday morning, arriving for celebration of Mass of Christian burial at 11 o'clock, interment afterwards in Corrig Cemetery. The death has occurred of Brendan O'Donnell, Lucan, Glenageary, Dublin and formerly of Manor Cunningham. In accordance with Brendan's wishes, his body has been donated to medical science and therefore there will not be a funeral. An occasion to celebrate Brendan's life will be held in the Fitzpatrick Castle Hotel, Killarney, County Dublin at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. If desired, donations can be made to the Irish Motor Neuron Disease Association. The death has taken place of Anna Freel, née Dunleavy, Mountain View, Letterkenny and Drogheda. Her remains are reposing at her home at Mountain View, Letterkenny. Removal from there on Saturday morning for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass at St Mary's Church, Fanavolte, Fanad, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Rosary nightly at 8 o'clock with family time please from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu of desired to the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland, care of any family member or Eamon Scott, funeral director. The death has taken place of Charlie McGlynn, the Reeland Bar, Garvin Clohan. His remains will repose at his late residence today. Requiem Mass on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock in Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn, with interment afterwards in Kilwara Cemetery, Glenfinn. Rosary nightly at 9 o'clock with family time from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Marley funeral directors. Requiem Mass can be viewed on mcmmedia.tv. The death has taken place of Susan Elizabeth, known as Betty Graham, Arda, St Johnston, remains reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:15 for 2 o'clock funeral service in St Johnston Presbyterian Church, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, donations if desired to St Johnston Presbyterian Church, care of James Fleming or Terence McClintock, funeral director. And the death has taken place of Gemma Daly, née Gallagher, 23 Oakland Park, Strabane, and formerly of Barrack Street, Strabane. Funeral from Quigley's funeral home this evening at 6 o'clock, going to the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Melmount. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on mcmmedia.tv. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.